continue in our mitzvah series. I just wanted to point out what we said yesterday. I said I was going to start off with this piece. We said yesterday, in the last two mitzvot, we have talked about the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, the mitzvah of Yirat Hashem. Yesterday we talked about, within Yirat Hashem, the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvot only talks about Yirat HaOnesh. But at the same time, he already recognizes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah that there is another Yira, and from the exact same pasuk, which is at Hashem Lokecha Tirah, and he talks there about the Yirat HaRomamut. And we had said that as much as it sounds like it's a contradiction, it's not a contradiction, because the point is those two very much mix in. You need both levels. You need the Yirat HaOnesh, you need the Yirat HaRomamut, and we pointed out that the Chiddush is also is that he connects the two together. We had said from Rabbeinu Yonah Brachos that sometimes our Yirah and Ahava are on the opposite sides of the spectrum. That's only with the Yirat HaOnesh. But the Yirah and the Ahava together, that's what we had said, Al Chayinu Amisurim Biyadecha, as we had talked about yesterday, if you have a lifeguard, that the guy who's saving you, at the same time you love him, but at the same time you're so afraid because he might drop you in the same breath. And we ended off saying that we saw that the Rambam says that there are two types of Ahavat Hashem. There's the Ahava that comes in Perek Yud of Ahavas HaTorah. That's how you come to love God. We said that in Sefer Mitzvot also, that Eini Yodea, how to love Hashem. And it says, how do you do it? By you Advarim Ha'ela Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom, through thinking about, through your learning of Torah. But we also said from Perek Bet of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, by pondering the love of nature and all of the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. And there's a famous, because I know it now, you'll know it also, the famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos. What was that famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos? That says that it's in the third parak of Perkei Avos. I'm opening it up to it right now. That says what? A person who's walking. Okay, this is what we usually learn in camps, right? When you're on the grass between Mincha Maariv and you're learning with your campers. So usually you quote this Mishnah in Perkei Avos. What is this Mishnah Perkei Avos? Just have to find it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The Mishnah that says. Give me 1 second. Somebody sees it, let me know. The idea of when you're walking and you say how beautiful. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, that you do say that, but that's not what the Mishnah in Avos quotes. What is the Mishnah Avos quote? Guess you guys didn't learn the Mishnah with your campers. Like I thought you did.
It's because we weren't taught about counselors.
That's it. That's the excuse. Nachash Ishiyani. You know, blame the Nachash. Just give me 1 second. I'll find it. So for sure I had it right here. Found it. Sorry. I told you. Third parak, ninth Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Hamalich Baderech, Vishone Umafsik Mishnato. A person who's walking the derech, he's learning and he stops from his learning, and he says, Ma nae ilan ze, Ma nae nir ze. How beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is this furrow? Malel of Ketuv Kilu Mitchay Benafshe. It's as if you're chayiv. Question is, what's going on? I thought you just told me that the love of Hashem is also through. Is also through nature. So what's pshat? It's the two different interpretations. One interpretation is that the problem is one word here. It's Rav Yaakov Omer Hamahalich Baderech Vashone Umafsik Mimishnato. The problem is that people think that when you're walking and you're being mafsik mimishnato, that's stopping of your learning. When you view that the only learning you have and the only growth you have is in the base medrash. But once you walk out of here, you could be a Joe Schmo and you could do whatever you want. That's when you're Meschayev Benafsha. But if you view that when you're learning Torah in the base medrash, but also when you're walking out and you see Ahavat Hashem, that way, that's Gevaldik. The problem that the Mishnah emphasizes, number one, is Mafsik Mimishnato. That you think that that's a totally different entity. You're not you're it's not part of your learning. That's A. B, in a totally different vein, the different vein is it's true, but it is not on the same level. That there is what we call the main highway, and then there is a secondary path. The main way to come to love Hashem is through Avas Hatorah. That's how you get to know. Now you should know there's a second way. The second way is when you're going on Tiulim to be able to say Marabu Masach Hashem, like Zach said, Manaed Nirze, Manaed Ilan Ze. However, you have to be able to make sure to know when should you be Mavsik with Mishnah Torah or not. This is saying that L'charchila, I have to go be Mavsik by Mishnah Torah. That's not true. You have to know there's a time and place for the Tiulim, and there's a time and place for the learning of Torah. That Arkan from yesterday. Today we start a tremendous yisod in tefillah. And that's what how the Rambam understands what tefillah is. Everyone open up, please. We're up to mitzvah. Hey. Mitzvah, hey. He shetzivanu le'ovdo. It's the mitzvah to serve him. Ukvar nichbalzeh tzivoi pa'amim ba'amro va'avadetem et Hashem elokeichem. If I would have asked you, what is the source of tefillah from the Rambam? Most 99% of the people, even very learned people, I shouldn't say 99%, many, many learned people, and it's over 50% for sure. Very learned people, even people who are holding, will tell you that the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. Most people think that the pasuk is, right? Ari, what would people say? What's the source of tefillah? What pasuk would the Rambam bring? What pasuk do you think the Rambam brings? What? Yeah, 99% of the people are going to say, that's what 99% of the people are going to say. That's from the Gemara and Tanis on that base. But the problem is he doesn't bring that pasuk. That's not the pasuk the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings a pasuk from Mishpatim. It says, va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. Question is, why is he bringing that source? The Kesem Mishnah asked that in Hilchos Tefillah. But then he says, va'amar vo'to tavodu. And then he says, va'af al pi shezeh tzivoy hu gam kein me'at tzivoy makolilim. This is what's called a tzivoy kolel. That it's a general tzivoy that the Rambam usually doesn't list, and that's what the Rambam said in Shorash Dalad. If it's a general, then it's not listed. Here's something specific. Because when it says, Vo'oto tavodu, there's a specific mitzvah here called tefillah. V'lashon sifrei, ul'avdo zu tefillah, v'amrugankin ul'avdo zu tamud. We learn from ul'avdo, also tefillah, also tamud. Mitzvah. How do I know the ikar tefillah is a mitzvah? Mehacha et Hashem lokecha tira. Voto tavod. Literally, it's the pasuk we just learned et Hashem lokecha tira from Yirat Hashem. And right after that, voto tavod. Vaomro, it tells us, ovdeyu b'torato, ve'avdeyu b'mikdasho. You have to service God through Torah and in the mikdash. What's a lomar? But he says not only physically in the Mikdash, but through your Kavanah. He kavanah l'itbalo sham, you should have Kavanah to daven there, as Shlomo HaMelech said. So I want to take a step back for you and understand what is the mitzvah of tefillah. This is a really a very long shir. We're going to do it within 5 minutes. If you open up, I'm only going to do one part of it. I'm not going to do the Rav Soloveitchik part. I'm going to tell you a different part. If you would open up Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, Yesh bichlalan shtei mitzvot aseh. We've taught you many times now within the Rishonim, especially with the Rambam, to look at the heading. The heading here says, La'avod et Hashem b'tfilah b'chol yom. You have to service God b'chol yom, b'tfilah b'chol yom. The Rambam's language again, mitzvot aseh is litpalel b'chol yom, shne'emar v'avadetem et Hashem elokeichem. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, why does he bring that pasuk? So one answer is, the Kesef Mishnah says, because Dila Avdo is not a mitzvah. It's a Sipur Dvarim. It's just a story. It says, if you listen, Im Shemo Tishma, if you listen to Hashem's mitzvah, Slava, Hashem Lokechem, Ul Avdo, right? Then God will give you, Benatati Mitar Artzechem. Okay? That is the Kesef Mishnah. Now I'm giving you gold. Levi, I'm giving you gold. Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach says he is sowed in tefillah, and you'll remember this for the rest of your life. And hopefully that's why these Sefer HaMitzvos, Givaldik, Mr. Adler, Givaldik. What did he say the mitzvah is? I always quote, it was from Racheli Frankel. Racheli Frankel was at the time when the three boys were kidnapped at that point. There was a big, big thing, big tefillah at the Kotel. And she told everybody, just because we have 100,000 people here, don't think that God works for us. We work for God. That is the essence. If you listen to Rabbeinu Manoach, Rabbeinu Manoach here says, why this pasuk? Elakach lamdum mipicha, that they learn, do not say va'avaretem et Hashem Elokeichem. It's talking about korbanos. But rather, you know what this avoda is? This is the language of the Rambam here. Mipi Hashmua. The language of Perek Aleph Halachah is, don't tell me mipi Hashmua like we learned in when we did in Hilchos by Yom Kippur, by Shvisas Asor. We had learned to mipi Hashmua. How do you understand this pasuk? So too, the Rambam saying mipi Hashmua. We have a Kabbalah here that the rabbis teach us. Amru Shavoda Zo Hitfila. We learned from Kabbalah from Ad Moshe Rabbeinu that what? Klomar. Listen to the language of Rabbeinu Manoach. You should cut it out, just not physically, but copy it and cut it out and put it in your wallet. It's worth millions. Hitnagu imo minhag evel adonav. You have to what? Act yourself. You have to treat yourself as an eved la adonav. Va eved be'eit chisaron tzrachav. When an eved is missing something, his needs, mevakesh eilav lahashlimam. You ask, please God, help me. V'chein tasu l'Hashem yisparach. Ki kol inyanei ha'adam ha'bayin ein pega b'mekava b'mekre. It's not by chance. Meaning, the essence of tefillah is what's the language? In the actual guf of the halach, he says to David. But what is the essence of it? That's what we call the pulat mitzvah. The pulat mitzvah is to David. But what's the essence of the mitzvah, Mr. Orbach? He had said on top, la'avod et Hashem b'tefillah. To define yourself as an Eved. You're an Eved. That is the essence. Now, if you go back, one would have thought, and that's what happens, and that's where Rabbeinu Manoach continues. If you look now back at the Sefer HaMitzvot, that's what's going on. Because one would have thought, you know what's good enough to say an Eved? Is to say, I feel it. I'm an Eved. Without doing anything. Saying, yeah, I'm religious, but without doing anything. So that's where we say, no. It's not good enough just to define yourself as Orthodox. You know, you take the seker, you take the pew survey. I define myself as Orthodox. Shkoich! Do you do anything for it? That's where the Rambam then comes, and you have to say mitzvah asei, that you have to be lispala. That even though it's not an actual act, but dibur is an act. You have to actually talk the talk as an eved. And then he goes the next step. And then the Rambam, if you read it next, he says what? He then says, hine v'lashon sifrei. Why does he quote this medrash? He's defining the mitzvah. And then he says, ula avdo zu tfilah, v'amru gam kein ula avdo zu tamur. This is the next level of the Rambam telling you about tfilah, which is what? Don't think that it's only, how do you define yourself as an eved? It's not only through your identity of a servant. It's not only through your tfilah, but it has to be within your intellectual prowess. It has to be within your intellectual pursuits. Your Talmud Torah is a definition of Ula Avdo. And if you're learning Torah for a different way, then you're lacking that essence, that gushpanka, that definition of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Ula Avdo Zu Talmud. It's not just through the dibur, it's through your intellectual pursuits. It has to be a kiyum of you being an Eved. And then he goes the next step. He says, Uva Mishnato Shel Rabbi Elazar Ben Yosher Rabbi Yosi Agli Omer Minayin Le'ikar Tefillah Mitzvah. He says, how do I know the Iker Tefillah is a mitzvah? He says, as we just finished saying from the Tira, v'oto tavod, v'amru avdeyu b'torato, and avdeyu b'miktasho. The next piece, it's not only through your actions, not only through your Talmud Torah, but it has to be what? Over here. You have to be mechavein, towards the mikdash. You have to be able to make sure that you're having the right kavana and seeing yourself in Eretz Yisrael, and because that's where the Melech wants you. The Melech wants you to be able to have the proper kavanot there. Ad kan, the mitzvah of tefillah for today. Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, we will do mitzvah of each day, new chidushim. Let's go.